Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors, Kevin Hagelin, Colby Sapp, and Reggie all in studio right now. And man, something interesting just happened in the AL wildcard game. And the NL wildcard game. We've been checking it out throughout the evening. And the Nationals just took the lead as Grisham missed the ball in right field. The ball was bouncing to him and just bloop, right past him, and he missed it. And now the Nationals are up 4-3 in the top of the ninth. All they have to do is get three little outs. Two little outs.
This is interesting, too, because Bassick told me, we were talking about this off air, he said that he thinks the Nationals have a real chance to make a run at it if they could win this game.
They got a great pitching staff. I mean, they really do. They have some good bats as well.
Scherzer was getting tagged a couple of times early, so impressive to see them come back from this.
Strasburg came in and kind of locked it down.
Fascinating.
Yeah, Grandal, my catcher from my fantasy league, had a home run against him. Too bad it wasn't, for my championship or anything. But
tie break.
Yeah. All right, so now it is down. It might be down to one out, Kevin, and if anything has told us, remember Game 6 in the World Series?
All right. Anything can happen.
Look, that just happened in right field to them.
Oh, my God.
That just happened in right field to the Brewers. It could happen to anybody. All right?
I hope you get Game 6.
All right. We got a couple of clips of audio we're going to play here. We're looking for Deshaun Watson, because this is Deshaun Watson is kind of what led to all of what's going on. But Mark Cuban is not a fan of The Athletic.
Oh no. Does he know about KT and stuff?
He posted up, got to say, of all my media subscriptions, and I have a lot, The Athletic NBA is the most disappointing. It's like they only hire the people they can afford rather than the best they can get. And then he went on later and did the downward pointing emojis pointing at a tweet from Kevin Durant. The tweet said, "Truth of the matter, reporters have to ask better questions about the game. They have to get educated. They are educated on how to get clicks." And KD, he was going on and on about some audio from Deshaun Watson. This is Deshaun Watson explaining the X's and O's to a reporter.
The coverage they're playing, is there anything you guys can do as an offense to manufacture more opportunities for you to try them downfield, or was that kind of the only two or three opportunities you had in the game?
You know what coverage they're playing?
Well, you said earlier.
I'm just asking. I'm not.
No. I want to.
It's cover four.
Yeah.
So what the safeties are doing, they're playing deep, and they're guarding number two. Corners sink, and they trap two. And so what they're doing is keeping everything in front. The linebackers are playing anything across. Kiki is playing in the middle. He stops everything that crosses the middle. He jumps everything in that. And the safeties is charging on number two. So if the safeties are playing low, then we can't take that. We have to hit double moves. Mm-hmm. We did the post because Reed stepped up on two with an out over the top. I didn't hit it. Same thing with Hop. In route, safety jumped up. He went vertical. I didn't hit it. That was the only two. After that, they played back, cover two. Six, Buzz, which is safety. Reed comes in between Keekly, the outside linebacker, plays deep. I got to get rid of the ball.
And that right there is Deshaun Watson breaking down what the Panthers were doing defensively and how it was on him.
How informative.
Yeah, very, right?
Yeah.
There are a lot of people that aren't NFL people that don't understand that stuff. By the way, the Nationals advance to the NLDS against the Dodgers. Game one is going to be Thursday, while we are at the Eagles Nest on Thursday night. So we'll have that game on.
Brewers look like they're like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because it's a sad way to lose it. I mean, y'all remember Game 6.
Oh,
it's a
gut-punch feeling. I'm going to gut-punch you.
By the way, somebody says Grisham's from North Richland Hills.
Ooh.
Oh, man. Maybe he knows that feeling from
Game 6.
We need
to get him on the show? I don't. Come on.
What are you keep doing?
I'm trying to go back to what happened with Deshaun Watson, because this is about journalism right now, guys.
Huh?
Kevin Durant then tweeted out, "I learned a lot from watching this." And I bet, I mean, you did. If you watch, because you can go back and watch Deshaun Watson, he's showing you where all the guys are on the field with his hands. He's putting them all up and saying, that's what this guy's doing, that's what that guy's doing. He's showing you the way the field is laid out and explains it very well. Because you know what? This is a guy that's been doing this since he was, what, in middle school?
Sure.
You know, he's been dissecting defenses his entire career without even knowing it, probably. And then Kevin Durant said, it's wild to me, too, but nowadays you don't have to have that much knowledge to get the job. Got to look the part and know someone. I think they owe it to fans. Well, they don't owe it to them, but I would think fans enjoy it more if the writers know more about the sport. And then he added, truth of the matter, reporters have to ask better questions about the game. They have to get educated. They are educated on how to get clicks. And that kind of brought up a lot of thoughts, because Kevin, you and I have been writers about sports for a long time now.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of my stuff now is more opinion on our website and based on stuff that I see rather than, you know, hardcore reporting stories. But there are
I'll have a reporting story for you soon.
There are a lot of opportunities for those things. And yeah, I agree. Whenever we have a guest on, I think it's on us to ask good questions. And whenever they give us a good answer, continue asking good questions and have good follow-up questions too. And
to this day, that kind of response is one of my favorite moments in the history of being up here at the Fan. And sorry, I'm gonna have to put another host on blast just a little bit. Is Sean and RJ asked me if I wanted to come up in studio because they were gonna have Chris Jericho in studio. I was like, hell yeah, I do. I'll be there. And so we're talking with Chris Jericho, and I had, like, literally just finished his second book, and he was going to put out his third book. And so the question I asked him, I can't even remember what I asked him, but I said something to the effect of, you know, when I was reading through your second book, you talked a lot about how blah, blah, blah. And he goes, and Sean jumped in on top of my question. He goes, oh, listen to this guy over here. I was reading your second book. And, like, so he's making fun of me for doing my research going into this. And Chris Jericho looked right at him and he goes, yes, God forbid somebody did their research to ask good questions, huh? And just stared at him. And I was like, oh, my God, did Chris Jericho just punk out Sean Sharif on my behalf? This is tremendous. And then he looks at me and he goes, I'm sorry for that interruption. Please continue with your excellent question. And I was like, this is the greatest moment of my entire life. So I do get it. The one...
Chris Jericho is like a one-man wolf pack, too, so he would never go out of his way to stand up for somebody else.
Never. So the one thing I kind of take some exception to for Kevin Durant is he has to realize at the end of the day, like, media is driven by the clicks and the money and everything like that. And I appreciate what he's saying about educating yourself. I really do. But at the same point, when he says what the fans will and will not appreciate, well, the fans dictate what you write about because of what they click on. And they don't, does Kevin, see, this is where the disconnect I think there is I think athletes think that reporters really give an F about who they're sleeping with or why their team all hate each other. They don't. They care about whatever the story is that is going to get the most hits. I've said this before and I will say it again. If Kyrie Irving were to save a busload of kids from going off a cliff and he cheated on his wife and she ended up dead, the reporter would much rather write about the amazing, harrowing story. But the other story is a story that's going to get all the clicks. And that's what he's going to ask about because he wants to keep his job. He wants to get a raise. He wants to get a bonus. He wants to make sure his boss is happy. So I dispute this notion that, like, they're not always educated. Some, I'm sure, are not. But if you want to know why they're looking for the click stories, because that's how they keep in business. It would be like in the NBA if they're like, yeah, it's awesome that you led the league in scoring again, but you're not the best passer. I'm going to need you to work on that. Well, like Jabari Parker said a while back, people don't get paid to pass and play defense. They get paid to score. All right? It's no different.
And the thing that started this, we played the audio, was about Watson answering the question that the guy had and going in depth about it. It is also on the athletes when they get asked any particular question to go in depth on that instead of just saying, do you know what defense they were playing? And then just cut it off there. Deshaun Watson went into a whole aspect of explaining everything going on. And I'm sure every reporter in there was like, oh my God, this is great. Mm-hmm. I can use this somehow. This is awesome. And all the reporter did was say, oh, he mentioned about the defense and their coverage. Let me ask this simple question about it. And once you ask the question, it is up to who you're asking what kind of answer you're going to get back. So if the athletes want that to be out there more, then they need to themselves have that answer ready instead of you don't know nothing about what I do and then just shutting it down.
Well, and I think Deshaun Watson did a great job with that.
Yes, he did.
Instead of calling the guy an idiot or saying, hey, look, you don't know anything about sports. And I also don't think that the guy's question was wrong based on the idea that he is asking about something that was just stated.
Right.
And so I really like the, hey, do you know what coverage it was? And he didn't say, because I know. You know, he was like, do you know what it is? Well, here, let me show you. And so he explained it all, and it was great. But I think that athletes, because there are a series of questions they get asked a lot. What was the narrative this offseason? What's the contract situation, Dak?
Sure.
What's the contract? And so I think a lot of times athletes feel like it's them against everybody. And because y'all all walked in with these questions about my contract or about the beef with me and my teammate or about the beef with me and that guy, y'all are trying to push a narrative. And it's not like that with everybody, right? Like not every journalist is trying to push a narrative. They're trying to write a story. And not every journalist, like you said, Kevin, gets the opportunity to do the 6-day feature where they get all the behind the scenes stuff with you and they get to see what you're talking about in practice and know exactly what y'all are doing and what your goal was in each game.
Okay, I'm glad that you used that particular example because that's the next thing I wanted to talk about and it wraps back around to Cuban. How much are people willing to pay for good journalism in 2019? All right, and I want to use The Athletic as an example. I don't know that many people who subscribe to The Athletic, especially outside of our business, because I know there's a lot of people who are like, I can find essentially, whether it's true or not, I can find essentially the same content on Pro Football Talk, Yahoo Sports, CBS Sports, Larry Brown Sports, ESPN, CNNSI, Yard Barker, For the Win.
105.3thefan.com.
The Big Lead. Like, I can find the same content so many different places for free. So why am I paying you for this? Because occasionally, you have a long-form article that I find really interesting. I think
that the rest of the world's talking about.
Exactly. I think about that the same way as I think about, like, subscribing to HBO. I'm glad that there's other things I watch on HBO because I love Last Week Tonight with John Oliver.
Like The Deuce?
Yeah, not that.
No, it's good.
But am I going to pay $17 a month because once a week a 30-minute show is on that I really like? Like, I don't think I do. I don't think I would.
But that is actually how the model works. A lot of people do that for HBO and for The Athletic.
I see, but I'm not so sure. I mean, maybe that's the case for The Athletic. But if you want to know, like, maybe why they don't have certain people or why they don't pay certain people, is it takes a minute. Like, HBO at least has been established for a long time. The Athletic is still trying to make their way up in the world, and they're surely losing money right now. I'll tell you that. I'd be shocked to learn that The Athletic is turning any semblance of a profit yet, because that's not how those business models usually work. It takes a minute, and if you're wondering why, I mean, then it's going to take some time. And in 2019, a lot of people do not want to pay for that. They're like, I'll pay for my Netflix, but I'm not paying for my reading.
Yeah, and the other thing too is a lot of times you get access to these athletes. The only way back when the newspaper business was booming to get access to players or the game was through the story. And now you get direct access to players sometimes on Twitter.
To this day, one of the most astonishing things I've ever read in my life is I've established I'm a nerd. I got a whole bunch of reprints of famous New York Times issues. And one of them goes back to the 1920s. The top thing right below the mast was, please do not call in to find out the World Series score as our reporters are working on a bunch of things. Think about that. They had to run it at the top of their paper. Don't call the newspaper to find out who won the World Series, to Corey's point. Can you imagine not being able to find out the score instantaneously? let alone not at all. But Corey's right. That's why players only is like, you know, it comes out with something every once a month that you're like, oh, I care. But otherwise, nobody cares because you can hear from these people all the time.
And that's why it's become, well, we can only afford to pay you nickels because our executives are taking all the money that the sales department is making. And so the reporters make the nickels. And sure, that's when you get the cheap guy right out of college, maybe, if he ever even went to college. They got the position that's now a sports writer, living his dream as a sports writer, which isn't even paying the bills for him, and he's struggling with that, and you're making your $35 million a year, and you're kicking them in the teeth saying they don't know what they're talking about.
Don't think that, like, I don't know if you're speaking exactly for yourself. It sounds similar to a lot of people that I know where you're flat out sometimes told by the people at your place of business, and especially at a newspaper, that you do not matter as much as the salespeople do.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you wonder, where's all the good journalism gone? Where's all the good content gone? Well, that's where it goes.
And from the 559, I don't need The Athletic. I Tolo, so I know everything.
Damn right.
That's a good point. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the list. Sex laws that actually still exist. Next right here on The Fan.
This segment of the KNC Masterpiece is brought to you by the Frankel & Frankel Group. Fighting for car and truck wreck victims for over 25 years. 214-333-3333 is the number, or you can go to frankelfirm.com, principal office, Dallas, Texas.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors and Kevin Hagelin, Colby Sapp and Reggie in studio. And don't forget, everybody, this Thursday, I want to see your faces. I want to see your bodies.
Oh, my.
At the Eagle's Nest in Fort Worth. It's going to be awesome. 8455
What's that?
Boat Road Drive.
Got it. You wanted to say Boat Road Road. I did. You? And you're like, that can't be right.
Yeah, they can't have a Boat Road Road. We're going to do a list in just a minute, all right? It's called 10 Sex Laws. That actually exists.
How are you going to make it through here if you can't say sex laws?
There are words I'm going to have to beat around the bush a lot on this one.
Wow. Is that one of the laws?
No.
You have to beat around the bush?
No. No.
Poor George.
There's one that really cracks me up. But before we do that, I did want to ask a question. Now that Globe Life Park is never going to be used again.
For the XFL and concerts. And
what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long is that going to last?
Year.
Before Jerry's like, hold on.
Year.
I'll take it.
5 or 6 years.
I did want to ask, what is the greatest stadium, arena that, let's rank them real quick if you can.
Oh, okay.
So, Reggie, are you from the area? Did you move here?
I'm not from here originally.
Okay. Did you ever get to go to Reunion Arena back when you were a kid?
No.
Okay, all right. So, Colby, you got to go to Reunion?
Yes.
You got to experience some of that. All right, so let's rank that. You got Reunion. You got Texas Stadium.
And Arlington Stadium.
Arlington Stadium.
Sportatorium. Is that in the mix?
I guess throw the Sportatorium in there.
There's your number.
And I guess, you know what? Go ahead and throw Globe Life Park in there now. So, you got five of them. What? Boat Club Road. Damn it. I'm sorry, guys. Dang it. Boat Club Road.
Pretty sure it's Boat Road Road.
Boat Road Road. No, it's not. It's Boat Club Road. Boat
Road Road Club? Road your boat.
So go look at those right there. Reunion's one of my top. It's got to be right there at like number one, number two, because, man, I saw so much cool stuff there. I saw the All-Star game there. I saw, was it Spike Lee? Or not? Oh my
Spud
God!
Webb.
I'm struggling right now. Spud Webb had was it a charity basketball game that he had there too? And it was a great place to watch basketball. I loved it, man.
Okay.
And it was a great place to watch hockey too.
I put together my list. I don't know if this is going to agitate people. Number one, it's the Sportatorium. Obviously, it's a Sportatorium.
I don't think I ever went to the Sportatorium.
Number two, Reunion Arena. Reunion Arena, as far as the noise in that place, was in-freaking-sane. Plus, you have to keep in mind, like, the age for some of this stuff. Like, that's where I saw, my first NBA game. That's where I went to my first NHL game and stuff like that. So, like, you're not going to forget that. Number three, Texas Stadium. Same logic applies there. It was not the technological marvel or anything like that, but it was the stadium where we developed the greatest franchise in all of sports, and it's the first NFL game that I ever went to. Hence, number four.
And that's where God got to watch his team.
That's right. Thank you very much, NFL Films. Number four, Globe Life Park. Nothing wrong with Globe Life Park. It's just, it didn't have the same, like, it's an amazing park. It just didn't have the same awe to me because, you know, that wasn't the first ballpark that I went to. The first ballpark I went to was Arlington Stadium, but I did put that at five because that place was a dump. You know, like, it was the first baseball stadium I ever went to, but that place sucked.
You know, for me, it's got to be Texas Stadium first. And the main reason is because that's where Emmitt, Troy, Michael Irvin, that was the home to the greatest team that carried championships that I got to witness as a human being.
Yeah, I don't care what anybody says. The 92 Cowboys is the best team in NFL history.
So for that alone, that held so many memories.
I actually may have spent more time in that stadium than I spent out of all those.
Right.
Because, Kevin, how many
high school
games
football
we covered
playoffs.
There.
Yeah, man.
And then I covered the Cowboys while I was there, too.
The second round quadruple header. You'd be there all day for, you know, Saturday after Saturday after Saturday.
At number two, it's Reunion Arena. Because that was the box of loudness mm-hmm. that could happen. That's how a crowd just felt like you were on top of everything was at a Reunion Arena. Then I've got to go with the Arlington Stadium.
Woo!
Just that was my first baseball experience, my sure. first introduction to the Texas Rangers, my first time going, what this is, you're the kid mm-hmm. and you walk out and there is a place to play baseball that is mammoth and you don't understand it. And that was my first introduction. And after that, Sportatorium.
And Sportatorium's then, getting a lot of love here.
That I mean, amazing. And Globe Life has got to be at last place for
wow.
me.
Wow. You know, and what's crazy about that is the Rangers were never taken serious at the old stadium.
Oh, no.
They were taken serious by me.
Right. But, like, you weren't in the playoffs.
Nope. Not even close most years.
You didn't get into the playoffs until, what, 2 years after you got into Globe Life?
The third season you're at Globe Life.
All right. Like, that's the thing is, like, this, it wasn't real baseball. You were a farm team.
I didn't know that.
At a farm team stadium.
No, he's right. He's right about all of that.
And you became a legitimate sports franchise when you finally got the Big Boy Park. And I don't know if it's because the Big Boy Park gave you the extra seats and, you know, all the other things that gave you the money to go get some players.
I think you were on the cusp of it because Juan, Pudge, Dean Palmer, like all those people debuted at the old ballpark. And I still think, like, you were in first place in 94 before the strike. So
you got into a World Series in Globe Life Park.
You did. If they would have won, that would have changed it.
Would have.
Interesting. All right. Well, now it's time for tonight's list. Hit the music! Guy.
Oh my God, that was amazing. As you could tell, he was like, I'm gonna say the name.
I was gonna say Reggie,
nope,
and then I was like,
that is not what happened. I think he was gonna say what he.
What I missed?
You're good.
See, Reggie's there. Tonight's list comes from
The Chive,
Barstool Sports,
The Queen Bee.
Ooh, is that about Beyonce stuff?
No, it's about Arkansas.
Oh. What?
DeQueen, Arkansas.
DeQueen?
DeQueen.
DeQueen.
D-E.
DeQueen.
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 I guess it could be DeQueen.
All right.
You ain't gonna back down like that.
What are their top? What are their top stories?
They're talking about Amber Geiger.
Colby got it right.
Hive mind.
It is from The Chive.
What?
Sex laws that actually exist.
Oh.
There are 10 of them. All right. We're going to get in trouble. I just realized.
We.
I don't know.
Don't
how to
man
say
get
this.
Paid.
I don't when you give a when there is an exam.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And it's spoken,
Hershiser.
And it's spoken.
Yeah.
Hershiser.
It's an oral exam.
Yes. The version of that is related mm-hmm. to what we're discussing.
Like filleting?
is illegal in 18 states.
What?
Including Arizona. Yeah, Kevin, you might not be able to high-five people in 18 different states.
Oh, man. Oh, dear.
What do you do to get one of these warmed up, though? You know? Like,
huh?
All right, what's your warm-up plan then if you can't do that?
Jumping jacks?
Yeah, sit-ups.
Helicopters.
Well, I guess that probably goes back to the other thing because you're like, I can reach.
What are you doing right now? What
calisthenics.
Uh-huh.
Number two on tonight's list.
You know what I'm doing.
In Virginia, it is illegal to have a relations with the lights on.
Okay, that didn't make any sense because Virginia is for lovers. That's their slogan of their state.
You're lying.
No, it is. Look it up.
What is it?
It's Virginia is for lovers.
That's the name. No.
Yeah.
Virginia
is for lovers. You'll find it.
State. Slogan.
I mean, I don't know if that's like their official state motto, but they have it all over their stickers and license plates. And
well,
everything.
They didn't say you couldn't love. They just said, you know, do it in the dark.
What? How often do you think you do that in the dark versus on with the light on?
Oh, the lights are always off. Just because you're most likely going to go roll over and go to sleep after. Right? Oh. Isn't that how it works?
Yeah.
What if it's during the day? Well, I guess then it wouldn't
really
matter.
That ever happens during the day,
blackout curtains.
Yeah. I guess it doesn't matter if the lights are on or not.
Number three on tonight's list.
Oh, man. I'll ask you that off air. Keep going.
It is illegal for husbands in Willowdale, Oregon to talk dirty during intercourse.
What?
Huh?
How are you supposed to stay interested?
I mean, I don't know what your interested question. I'm usually interested while I'm doing stuff.
Sometimes I get bored.
God.
What?
You get bored with sex?
I have other things I need to do, too.
You're kidding me.
No.
What if you try that one thing that we were talking about?
No.
No.
I mean, you can't deny it's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in that.
What if you did that and found out you're more interested than ever before?
I would be ashamed of myself.
See? I mean, it's definitely. We've been talking about it for like three weeks. That's interesting.
No, I don't want to do that.
See, and here's the deal, Kevin. I spend most of my day trying to figure out how I can get that. That's pretty much it. What do I need to do? Dishes? Is that going to accomplish what I need?
Mm-hmm.
Clean the bathroom a little bit? Mm-hmm. Most of my day is
even
to
still?
Is in order. Yes, it's so fun. It feels good.
Like, don't worry. This segment's off limits. It's okay. Too easy.
I don't think it should be.
Number five on tonight's list. Intercourse between unmarried couples is illegal
Kevin.
Georgia.
You people should be ashamed.
You live in Texas.
Don't have sex before you get married. It's a sin.
Never mind. Sorry.
What?
Number six. Engaging in any position other than
missionary
is illegal in Washington, D.C.
Why were you afraid of saying missionary?
Yeah.
He just said it before I got a chance to.
Okay.
Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, in D.C.
Oh,
it's illegal.
Man. People get effed hard there all the time. That's surprising.
Oh,
you're
like
pushing
politically,
your luck here.
Yeah.
Politically is what he meant.
Yeah.
Hmm.
What'd y'all think I meant?
Yeah. Number seven, I think. In Connersville, Wisconsin, it's illegal for a man to, trust me on this,
hook,
to shoot off a gun when his woman is in the middle of the climactic moment.
What?
Oh, man, I've just found something that I want to do that I haven't done.
Because nobody knows where you're going to point that gun, Kevin.
Plus, she's going to be like, you shouldn't have done that. I was faking.
What kind of Yosemite Sam stuff is that?
Man, yeah. Some Yosemite Sam stuff that I want to do.
Yosemite
that'd be great.
Bam. Did you watch that movie?
Yosemite. All right, no longer off limits.
All right.
Number eight, in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, it's illegal to have sex with a truck driver inside a toll booth.
Is there still toll booths that people work
in? Pennsylvania.
What? All right.
Tolos that are toll drivers, let us know. Number nine, in Florida, hooking up with a porcupine is illegal.
Because they had to make a law because Florida people can't stay away from porcupines. They had to make a law because this guy was like, man, I keep having to go to the ER because I got to get all these quills pulled out of me.
Yeah, he kept getting pricked.
By the quills.
I want to know, like, what representative's office was like, all right, this is the last time. I'm so sick of all of our funding going to these emergency rooms and all of it being used on this one guy with his porcupine. No more.
If Steve the porcupine sexer comes into this courtroom one more time, I swear to God.
But that guy, though, he's like, or maybe the girl, was like, I mean, that's dangerous.
If you think about it, it kind of makes more sense for a girl to have sex with a porcupine.
All right, yep, all right. Number 10 on tonight's list.
How brave are you?
Kevin, somebody's already asked about this because they wanted to know how Kevin felt about it. It is illegal in Utah to marry your first cousin.
Second cousin's okay.
Hold on. Before the age of 65.
Oh, my. What? Did you say 65?
So after 65, it's quite all right.
What kind of sense does that make? All the sex rules are out the window for old people?
Look, man, if you tried for 65 years or whatever, I'm not doing the math on that one, and then couldn't find nothing, it's like, you know what? Go with what's easy. It's fine.
Why would your cousin be the easiest romantic outlet?
I mean, you see him a couple times a year.
Well, I mean, Florida person's getting poked by a porcupine.
That's for three people at most.
And it worked on the one intended person in the audience.
And finally, hooking up with animals is perfectly legal for men in Washington State if the animal weighs less than 40 pounds.
What? So if the animal's fat, you can't have sex with it? That's going to be a more desirable animal in the animal community. They're not going to want you. They're going to, like, the beaver is going to want to hook up with another beaver. But if you found, like, a big fat beaver, you can't have sex with it. That's stupid. Should all be fine. We're the KNC masterpiece right here.
What?
Right here.
Did you just say?
What? That's an animal, thank you. Right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, well, whoever replaces me will tell you their stories from One More Thing right here on The Fan.
This segment of the KNC Masterpiece, pardon me, is brought to you by Dallas Truck World. Dallas Truck World just got in a G-Wagon, Range Rover, and a Porsche 911, so check out all the inventory at DallasTruckWorld.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan.
Are you sure that's the name of the show?
We're going to be at the Eagle's Nest Sports Grill on Thursday, and I'm really looking forward to hanging out with everybody there, and that is going to be at 8455 Boat Club Road in Fort Worth. So I really look forward to seeing everybody. And I'm betting we're going to have some flags. Probably a very limited number of flags, though.
Right.
Those things are flying off the rack right now. But I bet we have some Tolo stickers and some flags to hand out.
Nice.
And maybe some other cool stuff, too, in addition to that. That's a great place, though, for a party. Kevin, it's one of those places where they got the bar that does the wraparound bar.
Ooh.
And so it's a nice setup there. And then they got plenty of long row tables for everybody to have a good time. But right now,
I'll be there.
You better be.
Okay.
For this. Guys, have y'all ever heard of Grinnell College?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
All right. Grinnell College is nationally known for its unconventional basketball team.
Oh.
However, they've made the news as a Division III university in Iowa for their football program. They announced today that they are going to have to forfeit the remaining seven games on the team's schedule because they have too many injured players. Through the first three games of the season, 11 players had suffered season-ending or multi-week injuries. That left 28 healthy players out of the team's 39-player roster, which provided no room to field a team with any semblance of a depth chart.
Oh, my gosh.
The decision, here's the school statement. The decision is in line with the athletic department's mission, which states the student athletes benefit from an integrated co-curricular experience that upholds the academic mission of the college of the blah, 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 blah.
Wow.
The suspended season will give Grinnell an 0-10 record on the year. The team is now 3-30 since 2016. You hate to see it happen.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
You really, really do. Classic Grinnell. Guys, one more thing. Couple of baseball notes for you. Perhaps alarmingly, for the Rangers, the Washington Nationals have supposedly already offered Anthony Rendon $200+ million. They offered him a 7-year deal worth approximately $210 to $215 million. Per Sports Illustrated, the offer is unlikely to keep Rendon from reaching free agency. What?
Huh?
So 7-year, $215 million. And they're like, nope, that's probably not going to be enough. So if we want Anthony Rendon here, well, that's probably what it's going to cost you. And another baseball news.
That seems like too much.
Yeah, it definitely does. Christian Yelich says if the Brewers were to make the World Series, he might be able to play, but they lost, so he can't.
They're not.
Nope.
So he's not.
Then he doesn't have to worry about getting back into shape quickly.
Getting in shape for next year.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Guys, one more thing. Let's go to Kansas City, where Thomas Stanley was running not a 5K, not a 10K.
This is insane.
But a 50K. He was running this race, and as he's running, the day had started off hot and sunny, but right before the end of the race, a small storm hit the area. At 0.4 kilometers. Wow.
Just say 31 miles.
At 0.4 kilometers, Thomas Stanley was that far away from finishing his 50K race when the storm blew in and he was struck by lightning. Just imagine a small little cloud comes in, just right over the end of the race, and he gets hit by the first bolt of lightning.
Mm-hmm.
Almost finishing, almost winning the 50K.
Did he get up?
CPR was tried.
Oh, no.
He did not make it.
Oh,
you're kidding.
No.
He died?
He was finishing a 50K. Now I know this is not the first time he's ran this, but he was about to finish and about to be in first place. Storm rolled in, and I don't know what the chances of that. The chances of getting hit by lightning are very small. The chances of it hitting the guy that was finishing a 50K race and in first place.
Unbelievable.
You're in second place. What do?
You win.
I mean, yeah, you win. Oh, do right? You? Do you stop and go, wait, does first place the one that gets? You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, you think the lightning strikes? Oh, my God.
You let somebody pass you and see if it happens again?
I don't know.
I think I might, just because maybe nobody's supposed to finish this race in first place or at all.
Well, that guy finished the race of life.
Oh, God.
And that's something we can all hope that we strive to accomplish at the peak of what we
What are you saying
do
right
the
now?
Best. Guys, one more thing. South Korean golfer Byo Kim overcame a disastrous drive in the closing holes of the DGB Financial Group Volvic Daegu. I don't know the word.
Man,
did you really think his name was Byo Kim?
Open this weekend to pick up his second victory on the season on the Korean tour. But his profane reaction to a spectator after a crucial shot earned him a 3-year ban. 3 years! While leading the tournament by one shot with 3 holes to play, Kim was distracted by a fan's camera during his drive at the 16th. His shot flew just 100 yards, but he was able to hold on and win the tournament. Later, he apologized. Unfortunately for Kim, the current KPGA money leader, officials reacted to his moment of frustration with an extreme penalty. They reached a unanimous decision to suspend him for 3 years from the Korean Tour with a fine of 10 million won.
Oh, how much is that in regular
$8,350.
Oh, okay. That's not so bad.
They said Kim Bio. Oh, so it's I was wrong.
10 million
damaged
to one
the
shot.
Dignity of a golfer with etiquette violation and inappropriate behavior. He flipped somebody the bird, and they suspended him for 3 years. Colby, how many years would you be suspended if they suspended your license for flipping people off?
Infinity years.
What? I don't drive ever again.
Yeah.
If they go back and just how many times I've done that through my entire life since I was driving, yeah, no. I don't get to drive.
Yeah, and Emily's right. BioKim does sound cooler. Sounds like a robot golfer.
BioKim.
Is that him getting ready to hit? This show's so dumb. Guys.
Robert Kim.
One more thing. Jim McGingvale, better known as the Mattress Mac.
Nobody can talk. Of,
no, that's it. McGingvale, better known as the Mattress Mac, has bet $3.5 million on the Astros to win the World Series. He got plus 220 on his money, which means if he wins, he will win $7.7 million.
Nice.
So I really hope the Astros lose.
Me too. Even more reason, I guess, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Even more reason. Guys, one more thing. You ever thought, man, what I would sure like to do today is go to New York. Is go to New York. And lick a Colorado toad and cry for the rest of the day?
Nope. I've never once
done it.
Have an emotional breakdown to where all you do is cry for the rest of the day until the toad venom works out of your system?
Sure.
Is that what it does? It makes you cry?
Because the toad venom from the Colorado toad, or Colorado River toad, is the new psychedelic drug that's become trendy among New Yorkers. And what happens when you take it? You have an emotional reaction. You've got about a 10% chance of having euphoria and about the rest of the percent chance to be really sad and try and work through everything and everybody that's ever hurt you and remember it again while you're sad.
What?
Whoa.
That would be wild. Women like would love that, right?
I mean, that's the reason why they go to sad movies, right?
You so
go,
they can cry.
Yeah, so.
I just need a good cry.
Right, so
I just need to dance.
You go through the whole trip's duration, just cry face the whole time, and just thinking about everybody that's ever broken up with you or everybody that's ever passed on, and you get to relive every single one of those moments, every horrible day of your life that made you sad. You get to relive that.
A little bit of oil would drip right from Kevin's eyes.
Yeah.
Him and his BioKim.
I don't know why it's the new trendy
These
drug.
These feelings do not compute.
Because I never think, you know what would be cool? Being super sad right now. I'm going to lick a toad.
One more thing. One last thing. Orlando Magic Center Mo Bamba this year added muscle, shaved his head. Because he lost a bet to Shaq.
Mm.
LSU and Texas played in football. Guess who won, Kevin?
LSU.
So Mo Bamba had to cut his hair.
Wah, wah. Sorry, buddy. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Make sure you come on back with us tomorrow. We will have another full show because it's the season of full shows, baby. This one will be on after the Cowboys Hour, 8 to midnight. So make sure you tune in right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Full show SZN. Is that what this is?
Yes.
What? Full show season.
Season.
Huh? Whiskey Chat!
That's the other thing I've heard about being married is you get sex hostages.